We know that one of the laven in the Torah is the Isser of eating the Gid Hanosha. And the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzalik Vav brings down a machlekes whether Yesh Begidim Benoisim Tam or Ain Begidim Benoisim Tam. Does the Gid give off a taste that is Tam L'Shvach? Does it give off a good taste and therefore there would be a potential to need Shishim if, let's say, you have a Gid Hanosha that gets placed in a mixture, and then you remove the Gid Hanosha, and all you have is the tam of the Gid Hanosha. Do you say that it's aser, the entire mixture, unless you have shishim konegdoi? Or do we say it doesn't have tam, it's not benoisin tam, and therefore you don't require shishim if you only have the tam of the Gid Hanosha, because the Gid Hanosha itself got removed? Now the Gemara over there tells us that we treat Gid Hanosha as a burial. And therefore, since it has the status of being a beria, if you still have the Gid Hanosha in its entirety sitting in the mixture, then even be'elef loy batel. It's not going to be batel even b'shishim, because it's a beria which has an independent chashivus, and therefore doesn't become batel by virtue of the fact that it's significant. However, if you remove the Gid Hanosha itself, and all you have is the tam, so if you hold that in begidim b'neisim tam, that it doesn't give off a good taste, so you don't require shishim. All you need is to remove the Gid Hanosha, and then you're going to be okay. She'en kein, if you hold that yesh begidim b'neisim tam, then you would need shishim, even though you have removed the Gid Hanosha. Now, in the halacha, in Simen Kuf, in Yerideya, we paskin, ein begidim b'neisim tam. And therefore, if you remove the Gid Hanosha, you don't need shishim against the taste that may have emanated from the Gid Hanosha. However, there's a tremendous chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch over there tells us in Simen Kuf, and it requires explanation after we know that the psak lahaloch is that ein begid b'neisin tam. Because the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if, let's say, you have the Gid Hanosha sitting in the mixture, but it's not in its status of being a beria, because it gets melted and it disintegrates and falls into the rest of the mixture. It melts into the rest of the taruvis. It's nimuach. What's the halacha when Gid Hanosha is nimuach into the pot? The halacha is, says the Shulchan Aruch, and says the Tur, you need shishim against the Gid. You require shishim in order to be matir the Gid. It's not anymore in the status of being a burial, but you still need shishim against the entire Gid Hanosha. And the question is, why? L'chayah, we just said that we paskin ein begidim b'neisin tam. It doesn't give off a good taste. And the entire requirement normally to need shishim against the Dvar Isser is in order to be mevatel the tam. But if it's not b'neisin tam, so why do you need shishim? So the Taz in Sifkotan Hay in Simen Kof says something cryptic. And he says that even though we assume ein begidim b'neisin tam, and therefore you shouldn't need shishim, why? Because it's just ke'etz ba'alma. It's just like a piece of wood. It doesn't give off a good taste. Nevertheless, it's still needing shishim. Since the Torah lemaisa rendered the Gid Hanosha as something that's a dvar iser, memela, in spite of the fact that it's not imparting a good taste, we still require shishim kenegdoi. However, the Taz then brings down from the Rashba and Teres Abayis Ha'aruch, where the Rashba says that you don't need shishim, all you need is roiv, just like any other iser that doesn't give off a good taste. Why? Says the Rashba, who cares that the Torah asrasai, that even though it's not nice and tam, ha Torah asrasai. Even if the Torah is asrasai, by a regular iser the Torah asered, if let's say it was min b'minoi, right? So it's only requiring shishim midrabanon, because the gzeira otu eine minoi, because if it was in a different min, then it would be noisin tam, and you would need shishim to mevatel the tam of the food that was aser. And therefore, even if it would be a regular dvar iser, if it wouldn't be noisin tam, there would be no requirement of shishim. So it's just because the Torah asked this, lamaisa doesn't give off a taste, and therefore all you should need is roiv. And therefore, says the Rashba, in fact, we should paskin that you need roiv against the Gid Hanosha and not shishim. Because even though you have this svar that the Torah asrasai, but lamaisa, even by a regular iser, if it's not nice in time, you need roiv, you don't need shishim, and over here you should only need roiv. Before we get to the explanation of this psak of the Shulchan Aruch that requires shishim, even by Gid HaNosha, that's Nimuach, we should bring down the psak lahalacha from the Taz, and this is how most places can assume the Maisa. The Prima Gadim also passes like this, that even though the Chatchila were machmer, and we assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you require shishim, nevertheless, it's only midrabanan, and therefore, if let's say you have a question of nishpach, if it falls out of the pot, and therefore you no longer have the ability to ascertain whether or not there was shishim, the halacha would be that you could be mekel because it's going to be treated as a safek drabanan lekulo. That's how the Taz and the Prima Gadim assume lemaisa, and that's how many places can assume lemaisa. There are shitas that are more mekel, and that is the shita of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh holds, and the Prima Gadim brings this down, that b'shas hadchak you could be mekel like the Rashba, and even without nishbach you could be seimech on roiv, and you don't need shishim. The Chatchilo, the Prima Chodesh agrees that you should be chayish for the mechaber that you should need shishim, but b'shas hadchak you could be mekel like the Rashba. At any rate, the question that we asked is a question that all the Pesach can grapple with, and that is, why in fact should a requirement of shishim be present when you have a Gid HaNosha, since we paskin in b'gid b'nayis in tam? And the Prima Gadim brings from the Minchas Koyin, Chelek Aleph Perek Yud, who asks this question as well, and he says, even if it were to be like Shari Yisurim, by other Yisurim as well, the only reason why you need shishim is if it's nice in tam. If it's not nice in tam, you need roiv. So why over here she requires shishim? And the teretz given by the Mate Yonison and the Chavaz Das is a yesoid in the Isser of Gid HaNosha. Says the Chavaz Das, says the Mate Yonison, Rav Yonison Eibishitz, that there's a very basic question that one has to ask when he takes a look at the Isser of Gid HaNosha. There's a machlokes in Chulin, as we mentioned, Daf Tzadik Vav, if yesh begid b'nei sintam, or ein begid b'nei sintam. And the question is, what's the machlokes? The Gemara says that there's a very easy way of determining whether or not something gives off taste, and that is to give it to a kfeila, give it to a professional goyish, a cook, who knows how to taste if there are the tam iser or not. So let's just give it to a goy, or give it to someone who became a ger, or ask the ger what it tasted like before he became a ger. It's very easily determined whether or not something gives off taste or not. Just ask someone if they taste anything. So what is this whole question? Yesh b'gidim b'nayisim tam, eidim b'nayisim tam. Why don't they just check it out? Says the Chavaz Das, says the Plesi, Avada, everyone agrees that there is a certain amount of tam that is emitted from a gidim. But the tam is kolosh. It's very weak, and it's not so discernible. And the machlekes is, when you have this tam kolosh that emanates from Gid HaNosha and from other Gidin, do you say that this tam kolosh has the ability to aser other things or not? In other words, how do we view this tam kolosh that comes out from Gidin? Lemaisa, says the Chavaz Das, we paskin, ein b'gidin b'naisin tam. But even though we pass an ein b'gidim b'naisin tam, that just means that when you take the gufa iser, the gufa gid, and you remove it from the mixture, and all you have is the tam, so despite the fact that you do have some amount of tam present, but lemaisa it's only a tam kolosh, and it doesn't have the koyach to aser the tarus. However, if let's say you have the etzem gid still here, and it just got melted, and it disintegrated, and it fell and into the pot, and became a part of the rest of the tarus. In that case, the tam is not so kolosh. Because over here, it's not just the tam that you have after removing the entire gufa iser. Over here, you have the gufa iser that just disintegrated and melted into the taruvas. In that case, where the entire iser is still present, the gufa iser is still here, we do assume that there is the tam present that will aser the taruvas, and therefore, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you need shishim to mevatel the Gid HaNosha. So that is the pshat, says the Plesi, and that is the pshat of the Chavaz Das and the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur. The psak is that if it's nimuach hagid, you require shishim, even though ein begidim b'naisin tam. Because when we say ein begidim b'naisin tam, we don't mean that there's no tam at all. It just means that there is tam kolosh. It's very weak. and therefore we assume normally that it doesn't have the kayach to ask for taruvis. However, that's only when all you have is the tam. You remove the gufa iser, you remove the gid, so you're left with the tam, so that doesn't have the kayach to ask. However, if you have the gufa iser here and it's nimuach, in that case it has the kayach to ask, and therefore you need shishim connected. Now, as we mentioned, the Prima Gadim says that this is only an iser derabanan, and therefore, if let's say you have nimuach hagid, and then it's nishpach, and it's a suffik if there was shishim or not, so then you could be mekel, because you could say suffik derabanan lekulo. But lamaisa, if there was no case of nishpach, and all you have is nimuach hagid, then the psak of the Prima Gadim and the chtaz is to be machmer like the Shulchan Aruch, and to require shishim against the gid.